from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. We're going to open up the Sex Files Bachelor, Bachelorette Party Edition. All right. Sammy went to a bachelorette party over the weekend.
Was that part of the audio from the party?
That, I hope so. I haven't heard any of her stories yet. I said, save them for the air. Wanted to hear the juicy details and the craziness that ensued. So what happened, Sammy?
These girls are insane.
Yeah?
They are the most aggressive girls I've ever seen. They go after it so hard. After the guys. I mean, it's... I've never seen anything like it.
No, were these guys hired guys as strippers, or were these just guys that were out at the clubs?
No, just guys out at the clubs. Girls would just disappear, and we'd have to go hunt them down because they're disappearing with guys. I'm like, where are you going? Because they have just no worries, no cares, just going after the guy.
Was every girl at this bachelorette party single?
Most of them, yes. Yeah. So these are girls that are in their early 20s, all single, just looking to hook up. And
you didn't take me with you?
No boys allowed.
And I had one of them. They're all naked all the time, too, by the way. So every time we went into, because we had two different rooms, every time I went into their room, there was at least a minimum of two girls just naked. They don't care. They walk around like that all the time.
There's a reality show in this somewhere.
Did any of the girls hook up with each other once they got super hammered?
I honestly don't know. There were some weird comments that were made.
Like, and what?
Well, we were playing some sort of game, and one of the questions was, would you ever have group sex? And the person that it was asked to said right away, no. And they were like, oh, whoa, no, that was quick. Like, that was a quick answer. Kind of upset that she answered it that way. And there was another girl there that said, oh, yeah, well, with these girls, you have to lay down the rules right away. And you're like, what? Oh. What does that mean?
How did you know these women?
My cousin. It was my cousin's bachelorette party, so it's her friends.
Okay.
And these girls are in their early 20s who I knew before I moved away, so I haven't seen them since they were toddlers. I mean, they were 3 years old when I moved away. I'm like, you were three last time I saw you. Now she's at a pool party, comes over, she brings this guy over, and then she leans over to me and says, I don't think I'm allowed to say this on the air.
Well, we'll clean it up as best you can.
Okay, she says, if I don't sit on his tonight, I'm going to be so mad. Okay, sure.
Wowee.
Yeah. Hmm. Why didn't you take me with you? Next time. Hopefully you have more cousins. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Yes, a lot of craziness happens at bachelor and bachelorette parties. If you'd like to share maybe what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've witnessed, what you've done, give us a call in the Bachelorette Party Sex Files edition. Kevin on line one. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
What happened at the bachelor party?
Well, actually, both of my marriages, she did it both bachelor parties.
Wonder why they didn't work out.
Yeah, right. The first one, I was about 24. We hit like six strip clubs. And then the last dancing of the evening or whatever, we went to another place called Tequila Joe's. This is in Houston. And I've got 26 guys, two party buses, a keg on each. And closing time come around, this chick I was dancing with and got frisky on the floor with, she wanted to know if I wanted to come back to her place and wanted to know if I wanted to bring my brother with me because her friend would be left all alone. But my brother chickened out, and so I went back to her place with both of them.
Well, how could you really say no to that? I mean, you didn't want her to be lonely, her sister.
No, there's no
whatever
thought that crosses your mind. I'm just asking. I'm a girl. I'm just asking. You go, I'm getting married. That's flattering, but I'm going to take off. You never
well,
have the
I
thought of,
out.
I don't want to cheat on my fiance.
Yeah, well, I didn't find out until afterwards is that she had been separated from her husband for a week.
So she was.
I don't think that was the question, Kevin. The question was.
He was already married, so there wasn't any moral dilemma.
But your moral dilemma, Kevin, because it was your bachelor party. Like, you could say, you know what? I know that I could have taken this woman home and her friend, and I could have had this three-way. And the fact that I know that I could have done that is enough to satisfy. And then I can imagine what that would have been like. And then I go back and I marry the woman of my dreams and we spend the rest of our lives together.
Well, considering I'd never had a three-way before.
Well, yeah.
And I was fixing to get married.
Yeah.
That's kind of really hard to say no.
Why wouldn't you go ahead and marry the love of your life and then bounce it off of her once you're married, honey?
Oh, yeah, right.
then is the cheating isn't as...
I married her, she bounced it off of me.
Well, there you go.
Well, see,
you brought it up. So then, yeah, that's when I had my second three-way.
So had you waited, though, you wouldn't have.
But you had to pretend it was your first because you couldn't tell the truth about the first one. So that your second was actually. Oh my God.
Exactly.
It can't even be special because you said it.
Wait, did you get divorced from the first wife because the three-way situation didn't work out as as well as it perhaps possibly could have, or she got jealous, or you got jealous, or something?
No, she had a credit card spending problem.
On male strippers?
No, actually, expensive clothes.
All right. So then, the second time around, your second bachelor party, what was the situation that pulled you away then?
My second one, we ran into some old girlfriends, and I was dating this one girl 7 years before that in high school, and. Her cousin was really hot, but like I'm with this girl, so I'm like, I'm not gonna mess with her cousin. I'm gonna be straight,
Yeah, yeah.
And we were in a strip club, and her cousin is on a stage.
Oh no!
And I'm like, oh damn, you're kidding. So I come up behind her, said hello, blah blah blah. We got to talking and everything else, and she ended up saying, "Well, I know it's your bachelor party and everything, but I wanted you when you were with my cousin." And you're fixing to get married, so it's kind of like a second chance for me. And I was like, okay.
Your second marriage was a second chance for you, too.
I love second chance
for me, too. So second shot, second marriage, and second go-around.
So you couldn't pass that up either. All right. So are you still married to the second woman?
Actually, I'm married to the third, the love of my life, and I have not cheated on her.
Okay.
Third, yes, is the operative word.
He didn't cheat this time, so this one's for reals.
Right.
He's fixing to stay with her.
Right.
You know what?
With this one.
You may have a reputation at this point. And next time you get someone who offers to cheat, you might be being tested. See, I mean, if wife number three finds out or hears things about you, she's going to set up one of her friends to try to flirt with you and see if you take the bait.
Well, now I'm kind of torn.
Well, we
split
up for a little while, and she put a private detective on me for 2 weeks and found out all the names of all the girls that I was talking to on Facebook.
Don't make her sound like she's the bad guy in the story.
Well, here's the thing. You're talking to a bunch of girls on Facebook, and you don't consider that cheating.
Well, they were just friends from high school. I wasn't doing any of that stuff with any of them.
Uh-huh. You were setting it up, though. If they had a hot cousin, you'd have been on top of it.
She was stripping. I mean, you just...
So, see, here's my dilemma, Kevin. I want to give you a prize, but then your lady's going to ask you, well, what did you do to win the prize?
Oh.
And then you're going to have to say, well, I told about...
I would be honest with her. Yeah, there's no secrets between me and the third
one. So she knows all that. She knows every story you just told us. She knows all those.
All right, let me see.
Yeah, she knows all the stories. And
here's what you're going to say.
She was pretty wild, too, when she was younger, too.
Yeah, I was so caller 10, honey. I was lucky.
Yeah, just say you're caller 10.
She used to strip, so...
Is he a catch or what? What do you think, ladies? This guy's at the. This is the guy you want to be with.
Hell, he's my hero.
I know. But...
All right, Kevin, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you tickets to go see Steel Pulse and Common Kings at the Pacific Amphitheater Sunday, July 9th.
Sweet. Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling me a part of Sex Files Bachelor Bachelorette Party Edition. Stay home.
It's going to be hard to beat that one.
All right, let's go to Sophia. Hello, Sophia.
Hello.
What happened at the bachelorette party?
I had a pool party in Vegas, and there were just about five of my friends, and one of them was my now husband, one of his close friends' girlfriends. They've been together for 8 years, and we're just, the girls were dancing. I look over, and she's, making out with this guy, and I mean, going to town making out, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then throughout the weekend, this other friend of mine, she's, a really good, Christian, and had a boyfriend, and I mean, one time I look over, she's making out with one guy, and then we go to get drinks, and I come back, and she's making out with a different guy. The good Christian ended up making out with seven different guys.
Party. Somebody is pant up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was pretty good. I had a guy come up, and because I had my, you know, like, getting married sash on, he was like, oh, let me give you one last kiss, and I was like, you can kiss me on the cheek. So, I mean, I was good. He kissed me on the cheek. But then some other guy came up behind me and grabbed my ass and picked me up. And, I mean, I was like, okay, you can't really get away from that at a pool party sometimes. Kind of sucks.
But you like that, right? You like the guy who grabbed your ass and picked you up?
A little bit, yes, I did.
Wait, you're talking like he wrapped both of his hands around your butt cheeks and like, and then you wrapped your legs around and picked you up like that, so you're face-to-face?
No, he picked me up from behind because I didn't even know. He just came up, grabbed my ass, and then, like, lifted me up in the air, kind of, like, trying to put me over
like,
his shoulders.
Like Simba? Like, he grabbed you by your ass cheeks and held you up to everybody in the pool. The circle of life.
Hakuna Matata.
Or whatever it is. I don't know what the song is playing.
Or, like, guys picking up dames in the workplace in the 50s. Hey, secretary, give me some coffee. Come here.
All right. Good old dames. All right, Sophia. So you didn't do anything. You still married to the guy?
We're still married, and we have a baby now. So, yeah, we're good.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 3 years, but I've known him for 10. So I took him away from another girl. He kind of cheated. Kind of. Because she cheated, so he was like, you know what? I need to get back at her. So,
and it doesn't bother you that you know he has the capacity to cheat.
Well, honestly, if you met him, you'd know that he felt guilty for doing it, but he only did it because she cheated like 1,000 times, and I caught her doing it. She was a friend of mine, so I took him away from her because it was like he deserves better than that. So,
yeah,
as
long as there's no exaggeration in the story, 1,000 times.
Maybe there's not.
All right, there's maybe like 7 or 8, but you know.
Okay, we've rounded down slightly.
That's 1,000 in cheating. I mean, 7 or 8 times, come on. All right, Sophia, I'm going to send you to America Fest, Rose Bowl, 4th of July with a 4-pack, okay? So take your new baby and stuff and show them some fireworks.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, stay on
hold. Am I wrong in saying you've cheated 7 or 8 times? You probably shouldn't be in a relationship.
Yeah, just get out.
Be free. What's the point of that?
I don't think he knew. See, she was friends with that guy's girlfriend, and then she let him know that she was cheating that much, and then she ended up with that guy. The friend who's always...
Just so you know, like, she's cheating on you a lot.
She was friends with the girl.
Yeah, well...
We were friends. You don't go bust me.
Okay, like, if I knew you were cheating on your wife, would I tell her? Probably not.
Why? No. What's in it for you for doing that? Why ruin their happy relationship?
But if I...
I knew you were cheating on your wife. I didn't tell anybody.
Well, I've never cheated on my wife.
No, I mean the other wife.
I never married her.
Well, whatever. I knew you were cheating on her. I didn't tell anybody.
Cheating.
Oh, cool. Yeah, burner phone.
Nothing happened. Nothing.
But still,
nothing
if you have a burner phone, that's considered cheating. I know to this day, if I had another phone, I'm like, no, I haven't slept with this girl. I just got this other phone so I can call her on the weekends.
Of course.
You'd be like, what are you doing, Frank? What are you doing? Is there anybody here that if they found out that somebody was cheating on the show, would bust them? Would they feel the need to call up the person's significant other? Or is this the circle of trust in here and we can do whatever we want and nothing is spoken?
I would have no trouble tattling on any.
Why did I know your microphone was just going to come on?
No, I think it's different because, you know, if you look at it, we're all friends with each other. Yes, we know each other's spouses and all that stuff, but I probably wouldn't say anything. Like, if I've...
You probably said something to me.
But, yeah. But if I found out that, Eric, if your wife was cheating, somehow I saw something, I was like,
You didn't tell me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, then okay.
Yes.
Because
then
find out.
We'd race to tell you so we can get the joy first of telling you.
It's our cheating. I got it. I told her.
No, my loyalty is not to any of you. It's to morality. So if I see something immoral happening, I'm not going to be able to deal with that. I'm not going to be able to look you in the eye, Frank, and know that your lady is constantly going downtown with another man. I couldn't do it.
But you tell her on some stuff he's doing? Morality?
Yeah, I'm saying, would you bust me?
Yeah. I would bust you, yeah.
Why would you do that?
You would call her up and go, just so you know, Frank messed around with
her. I bought you a Harley.
I have. See, he's buying your silence.
Yeah.
And your love.
Come on, man.
I have respect for relationships. I have respect for marriages and commitment. And I think that anybody who makes a commitment like that needs to honor it. And I don't feel the least bit bad about breaking that because you broke it. I didn't. All I'm doing is telling the other person
but
something.
You don't have to. You could just be silent and not say a word.
But Frank, I couldn't deal with that.
You're going to lose your friend then. Is telling him, is it worth losing that friendship?
But he's not a good man at that point. So I don't want to be his friend.
Who are you to judge me as a man at that point? I'm good to
You're
you.
Cheating.
I'm just not good to her. All right. It's Sex Files Bachelor Bachelorette Party Edition. All right, let's go to Deanna. Hello, Deanna.
Hello, how are you?
What happened at the bachelorette party?
Well, at the time we were, I think we were all about 35 years old, and we needed a cheap stripper. So my friend and I had a great idea of going to the fraternity house and knocking on the door. And we're like, hey, we need someone to strip for $50 and a case of beer tonight. And they're like, you need to go ask Shelby. We're like, oh, okay, who's Shelby? So we go to the student union on campus. We're feeling a little younger at this time. And we run into this Shelby. We're like, oh, yeah, he's going to work just fine. So long story short, we pay him $50, get him a case of beer. He shows up to the bachelorette party to strip. He did a great job. But the bachelorette decided she was going to take off her clothes and start stripping for him. So as the night goes on, we all had candy necklaces around our necks as well, part of the party.
You were feeling young.
Wake up the next morning. We wake up the next morning. My car's gone. Bachelorette's nowhere to be found. We all have stickies all over our necks from the candy necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure, that's what it was from?
She had... Yeah. And she spent the night with the at the frat house with the stripper. So she ended up getting married that next evening, and we were all there, all the bridesmaids, with heavy makeup all over our necks. And she was divorced about 2 months later. The marriage was annulled.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shocker.
We found pictures kind of.
But please tell me that her and Shelby ended up together. So it's a happy ending, okay? Right? No?
No, they didn't, but I sure did try to hook up with Shelby.
You did? My God, what does this guy Shelby look like if you had to compare him to a celebrity?
I can't do it. I can't do the whole cougar thing. I tried, and it didn't work.
What do you mean you tried and it didn't work? You tried to get a younger guy? How old was he?
Well, at the time, he was only 22, and I was like 35. I couldn't do it.
It didn't work because he wasn't interested in you? It didn't take you up on your offer?
No. Oh, no, he wanted to. I was just too awkward, just giggly and like, I can't believe I'm freaking doing this right now.
You're like a 22-year-old girl.
How far did you go with this young guy?
Enough to see that his package may have been a little too large for me.
A little too boo-coo?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, the boys are being made different these days than they were when I was younger.
It's hormones.
This Alabama food. Black steak ain't too boo cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's why you said no, because it was too big.
It was.
That's never happened to me.
Too young. That was it.
I get more of the okay.
That'll do. I guess.
Well, okay, just this once.
Yeah.
All right, Deanna, I should give you a prize.
Hey, we are still friends.
Still friends. You're going to. You're going to do it.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to give you tickets to see Steel Pulse and the Wailers, Pacific Amphitheater, Saturday, July 8th. Okay?
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Stay in hold. Thank you for sharing your story on Sex Files. Bachelorette Party Edition.
Did you give Scully to somebody other than your husband?
Bet she gives great Scully.
By the way, Frank, if you were married and I knew that your wife were cheating on you and I didn't tell you and you found out that I knew and
well,
didn't
no, in
tell
that
you,
case, you should.
Right. Because
yes.
If you found out that I knew and didn't tell you.
That's over.
Yeah, that would be the problem with our friends. So I think you got
exactly.
You owe it to your friends to tell them.
If I saw somebody else walking your dog, I'd tell you. Let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
You got a comment about Eric's comments?
I do. I find him to be very self-righteous and judgmental.
Well, it's not judgmental in the fact that I gravitate to good people. Frank, Heidi, Frosty, they're all good people that wouldn't cheat. I know that about them. But if that personality changed to the point where Frank became a cheater, I don't want to be friends with somebody like that. So I have no problem tattling on him. And if that's self-righteous, because
why not just go away? If you're keeping my friend, why can't you just leave my life and then have my lady wonder what the hell ever happened to Eric? And I'm like, I don't know. But you are... you've erased me from your existence.
So you've become an enemy, actually.
But no, we don't. We just don't even communicate anymore.
Well, if you find out the reason that he tattled to your wife and said you're cheating, you're no longer friends.
If you tell my wife, yes, you've created an enemy. If you just light switch me, and all of a sudden
you just quit
I just never
job.
Hear from you. You're just gone. You've moved away. Yeah, we've just lost touch.
But that's okay, because Frank never calls you back anyway. Frank never returns a phone call or an email.
You won't miss me.
Yeah, I could send the friendliest text in the world, and I'll never get one back from you.
That's right.
No, you call Frank's phone, and here's what you get. It'll ring. The mailbox you are trying to call is full. And you're like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, let me see how many messages I got right now.
I even sent you one a few weeks ago. Said, Frank, we really need to talk. Meet you at the bar. We need to talk.
Look how many.
Never get back.
Look how many unanswered phone messages I have.
How many?
29 unanswered phone messages and 6 unanswered texts. And let me see the email.
Email.
12,144 unanswered emails. Don't even bother trying to
finally. He finally just recently got back with me. Said, "Oh yeah, Merry Christmas." He finally returned that one.
You too, bro.
I have the ability to disconnect, unlike all of you.
You have no idea. Some of those voicemail messages might be something you have a wife and 2 children. You should probably answer your phone.
That's why I don't.
I mean, if you're just you, then I go, well, I don't know. Maybe it's just cold calls, but I think when you have a family.
Do you look to see who's calling and text and then put it away, or just not even look?
I don't. I think I have numb thighs because I don't feel the thing vibrating in my pocket. I have very low sensitivity on my thighs.
There's a thing called a ringer.
I turn it off during the show, so sometimes. If someone does call, every now and then it'll go off. I'm like, damn it, and I'll just turn it off and I don't answer.
Why don't you...
You forget to turn it back on after the show.
Yeah, and then you don't feel the vibration.
Mm. Let's see. Okay, Frosty write me last. My God. See, look at Frosty's text.
Okay.
I mean, they're books. Look, this is all Frosty's text. Here's my response. No worries. Okay. No worries.
Look, so I sent you an entire, like, 3 paragraph, what is soliloquy over there?
Yeah, that's all Frosty's text.
I'm not known for brevity, but that's a lot, and I get 2 words back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. And you can't read that one on the air, by the way.
Oh, no, I can't.
But I was very passionate about an issue, a thing, a business thing. And I get 2 words.
No worries.
Like, yeah, whatever.
All right.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. What are we going to do when we come back? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, you have something, Frosty, about a woman who was asked to leave a swimming pool to change her swimsuit. And you have a photo. I'm dying to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, body shaming, but is this justified in this case? We'll find out.
Body shaming? At a pool?
Yeah. Okay. You know, if you're in an apartment complex where there's the pool there in the middle, and it's been hot, you want to jump in the pool?
I lived at Melrose Place. I know.
No, you didn't.
I wanted to, though. God,
did you convince yourself that you lived at Melrose
Even
Place?
Even though I was at a little the Regency Court Apartments in Van Nuys on Van Nuys Boulevard, I was like, this is like my Melrose Place.
You told
place.
Everybody back in Batesville you lived at Melrose Place?
Yeah, they're like, you living out there in Hollywood now and all that? And I'm like, yeah, Melrose Place.
What was the name of the bar that was under it?
Oh, my God.
Grant Snow.
Yeah.
Was his name Grant Snow?
He was a guy on the show.
Yeah, he was the bartender there.
He was a bartender. What was the name of the bar?
It wasn't the Regal Beagle.
That was Three's Company.
That was Three's Company.
Wasn't Cheers.
No.
I'm glad we don't know, actually. I'm glad that no one... Eric, you probably want to...
If somebody knows, I'll give you a prize while we get traffic from Lisa May.
Traffic report is brought to you by...